Hello, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. Just how native are the seeds you are planting in your gardens, and why does it even matter? Who better to answer those questions than a representative from the amazing organization that we are so blessed to have in our community, Native Seed Search. It was founded in 1983 when co-founders Gary Naphan and Mahina Driss opened a food security Meals for Millions project to assist the Tohono O'odham Nation in establishing gardens for their sustainable food needs. In discussions with tribal elders, they were told, "What we are really looking for are the seeds for the foods our grandparents used to grow." This sage remark inspired the formation of Native Seed Search as a collector and preserver of those endangered traditional seeds. So welcome, Nick Garber, Native Seed Search Conservation Program Manager. Tell us where you are now and why does it matter that we plant native seeds?
Well, thanks for having me. It is a really interesting time to be at Native Seed Search because we're an organization that is 35 years old. And I feel really lucky because I've only been there since last January and I get to come into an adult organization.
Right,
it is
right.
Mature. People are aware of the work that's been going on there. And we're in the process of a transition. For 35 years, our motives just can't stay the same. And so we really did start out with the intention of preserving the seeds. So that did entail a lot of collecting, a lot of recording of stories, and really meeting a lot of the growers and seed savers in their own communities. Then we were lucky enough to have a really state-of-the-art seed storage facility built.
I've been there, a seed bank, wow.
We are open to the public. Everyone is welcome when we're there. It's nice to have a phone call ahead of time if you feel like showing up.
Right.
So we have a great collection. We have a wonderful place to store it. And now our attention is really focused on the health of these seeds and why the seeds are so important to save. And so what I see my mission as is really preserving the characters of these very, very special plants that have been the product of ingenuity in farming in this area. And I feel a great honor to get to take a place in that history and to contribute to the work that all of these indigenous farmers have been doing on this collection for so long. So where we are now, we've taken the seeds out of the communities, we've cataloged them, we're storing them, and it's time to bring them back. So what we're working on now is really finding homes in the communities where these seeds came from once again, and making sure that the communities where these seeds came from have open access to them, that they can share the seeds with their communities, and that these seeds now find their homes again on dinner tables and in plates. And really that the value of these seeds is in the nutritious foods that they provide, the stories that they hold, and the ceremonies that only they can occupy. So as we look to preserve the characters of these seeds, what we have to do is really help to reintegrate them into the farming practices of the communities that they originally came from.
How great.
We have a lot that came from Tucson, so we're planting them again at our conservation center, and we want to celebrate with a harvest party on November 17th. All are welcome. The details are still forming, but it should be a great day for families and adults and single people alike.
And come out and eat. NativeSeedSearch.org is where you can find it. And if you want to know about what Mrs. Green's World is up to, come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, and I hope you do. Thanks, Nick. It was great.
My absolute pleasure.
We at KXEI are in the midst of our fall fundraising campaign, encouraging you to make a sound investment in the station that brings you independent, locally produced programs just like this one. Because you value KXEI and Mrs. Green's World, go to kxei.org today and invest in this critical community resource.